The chairman of the Electoral Commission, Dr. Kwejo Afarijan, has reaffirmed the integrity of Ghana's electoral system. He said Ghana runs a very credible, fair and transparent system that is the envy of many. He was answering questions under cross-examination from lead counsel for the petitioners, Philip Addison. Mr. Addison sought to know from Dr. Afarijan whether some recommendations made to Nigeria by a five-member committee chaired by him were not equally applicable to Ghana. Dr. Afarijan, however, indicated that they were more or less recommending the Ghanaian system. Other issues that came up include double registration, duplicate polling station codes, aspects of the KPMG report, and disparities between results collated and those declared in the Lejukuku constituency. A report by Bubu Klinogo.
Ghana's electoral system has been a model for many countries on the continent of Africa. Due to the problems associated with the electoral system in Nigeria, the chairman of Ghana's Electoral Commission, Dr. Kwejo Afarijan, was appointed chairman of a five-member committee to make recommendations to improving the system in Nigeria. Lead counsel for the petitioners, Philip Addison, sought to know whether the recommendations made by the committee are not applicable to Ghana.
One of the recommendations was that, given the severe lack of confidence in the INEC leadership, I believe INEC is Independent National Electoral Commission of Nigeria. So your recommendation was that, given the severe lack of confidence in the INEC leadership and INEC's perceived partiality in favor of the incumbent, the president executive should reconstitute the INEC chair and board based on a broad and inclusive consultation process. Do you remember this?
Very well.
Now, Dr. Afarijan, if given the same opportunity in Ghana, will you make such a recommendation?
My lord, we have a very, very good, transparent, firm, and tested electoral system.
You mean this recommendation is fit for Nigeria, but not for Ghana?
My lord, there are many countries that would like to emulate the Ghanaian electoral system.
Now, the second recommendation was INEC should be transparent in its work by providing full information to election stakeholders in easily accessible format. Would you recommend that for Ghana?
My lord, we've always done that in Ghana. We've even gone beyond that. There are many places you will even know where they are printing the ballots, the calculations on which the ballot printing is based. You are not allowed to be present when voters are being registered. All these things have become part and parcel of our electoral system. The level of transparency is very, very high. In fact, we are here. We are able to know what happened in Bumpurugu Yuyo, what happened in Anyimo, my hometown, what happened in Bubuashi, and so on. That is the level of transparency.
Dr. Farajan, another recommendation was that a major area of concern has been a lack of transparency and verifiability in the results process, the counting of votes, and the transmission and tabulation of results must be transparent and conducted in strict compliance with the electoral law. In particular, results of each polling station should be announced and preferably displayed at the polling station, as well as at all the other points of collation. Copies of polling station results should be given to party agents and all other persons entitled by law to receive them. For purposes of greater transparency, a copy of the results at each counting or collation point could be made available to domestic observers present. All total results announced should be accompanied with a breakdown of the composite units. The more easily available the individual polling unit results are at higher levels of collation, the more easily parties and other stakeholders can check the veracity of the results, thereby improving confidence in the process and acceptance of the electoral outcome. Beautiful words. Would you recommend that for Ghana?
In effect, what we're doing was recommending the Ghanaian system to Nigeria.
I think you have just forgotten that you denied the petitioners access to collation sheets, the very thing you're talking about here.
I have not denied you access to any information.
Do parties in Ghana have access to the collation sheet that you are recommending Nigerians should have?
My lord, the recommendation doesn't say that they should be given the collation sheet. Look, the collation sheet is such a big thing that you don't give it to everybody. That is why after the collation, there is a summary sheet that we give to everybody.
Dr. Farajan, Nigeria, so many times bigger than Ghana, and obviously with far bigger constituencies. You are recommending that a coalition sheet should be given to parties. And you are saying that in Ghana, it's too big a sheet to be given out. Is that what you're telling this
court? My lord, I did not recommend that the coalition sheet be given to the parties. I said the coalition result.
Earlier, there was a renewed disagreement over the tendering of the voters' register for the Anglican Primary School in Mampong. Though the EC boss indicated that the information contained in the register provided by the petitioners may be the same as those available to the EC, he had problems with the arrangement of the pictures. On that basis, all the respondents objected to the tendering of the register. However, by consensus, the two sets of the registers were tendered.
In spite of the age differences, the picture is the same.
As far as the eye can see.
Now, I wish to tender this register through the witness.
This is not the register we used for the election.
This is the register given to the New Patriotic Party.
This is not the register we used for the election.
Is this not the register given to the New Patriotic Party?
I cannot confirm that.
By what process do you confirm that this is the register given to the New Patriotic Party?
Well, maybe we gave exactly the same register to everybody.
You did not give hard copies. You gave a soft copy.
The soft copies will be the same to everybody.
And the soft copy is in PDF form, which cannot be altered.
We gave you a register. I don't know what the form it was in.
Now, I'm suggesting to you that it was in PDF form and it cannot be altered.
Well, if your suggestion may be correct or may be wrong, I cannot confirm that.
Mr. Addison has also touched on the results collated and declared in the Lejokuku constituency.
Are you familiar with the results in the Lejokuku constituency?
My lord, no. Offhand, I wouldn't.
Now, in the Lejokuku constituency, the first respondent had 53,710. A collation of the pink sheets, 53,710. But the results declared for the first respondent was 67,710, a difference of a whopping 14,000.
My lord, I do not know how that came about.
In the same Lejokuku constituency, the first petitioner on a computation of the pink sheets had 40,662. But the announced result for the first petitioner was 30,605. A difference of 10,057 had been taken away.
My lord, the questions that are being put to the witness are contrary to the pleadings that the petitioners have filed and contrary to the evidence that was given by Dr. Baumia, that they are no longer relying on a discrepancy between the votes cast and the votes as announced. And what this line of cross-examination is not in line with the pleadings that the petitioners have filed, my lord.
I do not think I'm bound by the pleadings and cross-examination. The witness in the box is the returning officer for the presidential elections. And I think that this is a very crucial issue pertaining to his office. It is well within his competency to answer them.
Are you saying that when it comes to cross-examination, the pleadings are thrown overboard?
No, my lord.
They must be related to eliciting matters in support of the pleadings. The case has pleaded.
My lord, this is very much in support of the pleadings. This is the returning officer in the box who has denied the petitioners information that they needed to prosecute their case. He has to answer these questions. It goes also to his credibility and to the very foundation of this petition.
I respectfully wish to be heard. During my cross-examination of Dr. Baumia, he did distinctly say that they'd abandoned these matters. This is Exhibit NDC 43, and this is the letter dated 9 December 2012 from the New Patriotic Party to the returning officer. And attached to that is a statement which they made, in which there was a reference to Lejokuku on page 2. And I began to cross-examine in relation to these allegations, and I recall that I had the response from him, Dr. Baumia, that they were abandoning those allegations. So my cross-examination was cut short in respect of that matter because it was said that they were no longer pursuing those allegations. Now, my lord, if counsel is now putting to the witness of the second respondent matters which they have said they have abandoned in cross-examination by us, clearly we will be severely prejudiced. We will not have an opportunity to go back into the matter, whatever the answers that are given.
The court, however, deferred ruling on the objection. Meanwhile, the court has directed the petitioners to come properly with their request regarding the use of PowerPoint. The petitioners had written to the court without copying the respondents their intention to use PowerPoint presentation. However, the court heard that it was not proper for them not to copy the other parties. It is recalled that the court has on several occasions in the past turned down such a request.
Mubukin Logo reporting.
Still on the election petition, the executive director of the West African Network for Peace Building, Emmanuel Bombandi, says the hearing should not be seen as a dent on the country, but rather a way of deepening the country's democracy. He believes that at the end of the verdict, Ghana will earn the respect of the international community. Mr. Bombandi re-emphasized that Ghana is still a reference point for peace and democracy in Africa.
That at the end of the day, Ghana would win even a lot more of international praise and recognition for ensuring that even when there is a difficulty on any party or on any side of the key stakeholders of our political contestation, they resort to the use of due process through the law courts to be able to get it resolved is in itself integral to our democratic culture. So at the end of the day, we should rather see what is happening as the test of Ghana's democracy. That has been deepened, that has been reinforced and consolidated, rather than trying to be too anxious about what it means when the Supreme Court makes its verdict.
But you know, over the years, we've been known, we've been touted as an oasis of peace in the sub-region. But how can we be assured that the outcome of the election petition will not compromise the nation's stability?
Thank you, madam. And I totally want to, this evening, re-emphasize that we still remain the African nation that is a reference for peace and democracy, and Dr. Kwesi Jonah, and we are in the same planning meetings and the same consultations, and so I totally agree with all that he said. If you wanted me to add on to that, it's about us rising up to the challenge and responding to that challenge. The judicial process through our Supreme Court judges have done an excellent job in ensuring that they provided fairness and equity throughout. All of us then have a responsibility, beginning with the leaders of the political parties, as Kwesi Jonah insisted, to ensure that at the end of the day, we all accept the verdict that the Supreme Court will pronounce. And we now take it from there, deepen the process of our democratic culture, and ensure that in 2016, we even have a better election than we had in 2012.
That was the executive director of WANEP, Emmanuel Bombandi, talking to Agatha Asamoah.
In order to ensure that the country continues to enjoy the existing peace and manage the aftermath of the Supreme Court verdict in a civilized manner, the Institute of Democratic Governance, IDEG, in collaboration with the National Peace Council and the Civic Forum Initiative, will organize a forum on the post-Supreme Court verdict on Friday, the 19th of this month. The meeting seeks to bring together civil society organizations, youth activists of the various political parties, traditional leaders, as well as former presidents. Speaking to Radio Ghana, a senior research fellow at IDEC, Kwesi Jonah, said it is necessary to unite all parties and map out strategies to ensure there is peace, tranquility, and national cohesion after the Supreme Court verdict.
After the Supreme Court has given its verdict, there may be violent reactions or there may not be at all. But whatever the situation, the nation will be polarized to the extent which will require bringing people together once again. It doesn't matter which party we belong to. Whether there is violent reaction or not, the polarization will be so deep that it will be very necessary to bring the nation back together once again. And this is the significance of the upcoming National Summit on the post-election verdict. It's not, the assumption is not that there will only be violence, but what all all of us know is that the society would have improved to the extent that will require us to bring people together, to talk to each other, so that nation building, peace and tranquility can go on. So the assumption is not here that there will definitely be violence, no. We are inviting all political party leaders, especially the four parties in parliament. We are inviting the youth wings and the women's wings of the political parties. The nation is not just about parties. We are inviting traditional leaders, we are inviting leading politicians, we are inviting former presidents, we are inviting civil society organizations. And so that's why we call it national. It's not just about political parties, it's about all of us getting together to make sure that the aftermath of the verdict by the Supreme Court is managed in a planned and very well coordinated manner. But what we think is that getting the parties and the entire society together to map out ways of bringing the nation together is the first step. We want a democratic dialogue to take place. We want all sections of the society, whether you are political parties, whether you are civil society organizations, to focus our attention on critically needed reforms that will make for improvements in the political system, so that there will be peace, there will be tranquility, there will be national cohesion. As for the leaders, they have already committed to peaceful acceptance.
You heard a senior research fellow at IDEG, Kwesi Jonah.